Hello and welcome back, everybody. This is Blood of Kings and Cobbles and Games. Wow, that was an episode of I've lost my script today. Hi, I'm Aubrey. I can never predict what my players are going to do, and I run this game. You she, her pronouns. My players will introduce themselves, and then we'll fucking get into it.
Hello, I'm Aki. My pronouns are she, her, and I play Astraea Bashar Chloris, your quadruple princess bard dragon summoner, child of the Night Queen, grandchild of the Mad King, and all-round magical baddie who also uses she, her pronouns.
Hello, I am Dusty. I use they, he pronouns, and I am playing Joanna of Mexico, bringer of justice, maker of soups, and they use she, her pronouns.
Hello, my name is Ferris. I use she, her pronouns, and I play Dumisa Solfig, a 7-foot, semi-possessed barbarian and champion of the night who is very much in love and also uses she, her pronouns.
Hello, I'm Sparlock. I use he, him pronouns. Today I am playing Groon, the walking goblin catastrophe, oracle of flames, healer of wounds, and burner of buildings, though she swears it wasn't her. And Groon uses she, her pronouns.
Hello, hello. My name is Alyssa, and my pronouns are they, them. I am playing Tamsin Trevino, the god-devouring changeling wizard who is focused on rescuing their late fiancé from purgatory, but also growingly concerned with her influence on this group of younger adventurers. Tamsin uses she, they pronouns.
Hello, I'm Tick. I use he, she, they pronouns, and today I'm playing Mero, a monk maiden raised in the underworld, now overcoming parental issues, meeting the Fae, and learning about nature, and being a thought.
Hey, Dick.
Yeah?
What happened last time?
Okay, so what fucking happened last time? We roll into Doan's house, ready to kick his ass. I'm enthusiastic. Oh, I'm gonna beat this man half to death. I'm so excited. And then Aubrey pulls out the fucking stat block. And we're all just here absolutely gobsmacked, absolutely dumbfounded at how, like, fucking impervious this man's entire career is. His only weakness is his frail ego and his lack of any bitches, it seems, because he is built like a fucking train, and we are just little, like, frogs hopping across the tracks, you know? So we're just hammering away at this guy the best we can. And by best we can, I mean not at all. We're doing our best. And then Tamsin, in a moment of having the biggest brain known to man, which is kind of like their job, I think, like they are a wizard, having a bigger brain is important, because I sure as hell don't have one. Tamsin's just like, wait a second, if we're in the underworld, can't we just leave? And casted a wish and said, I wish we were gone. I wish you were gone. And we just left the underworld, and now I personally am praying that this guy is more killable outside of his house. Because Jesus fucking Christ. How many fucking... this man built different. He's terrifying. I am terrified, but also, like... Anyways, that's the recap. Fuck this man. I hate him. We're gonna kick his ass. I also had a monologue, I guess, but man, I hate him!
Yes. So, Dumisa, hi, it's your turn.
Hello. Okay. Goodness gracious, there's so much that just happened. Question one. Aki, what moon phase am I in now? Is this waning? Or does it still feel cool? Or I don't know when the phases change.
It should be done.
Okay, it's gone. Okay.
Yeah, it's gone now. Like, good I think... Know. Actually, wait.
Because it's still the third round, or second round. It's still the second round, my gosh.
Oh my fucking god.
It's still
god.
Round two. Oh it's my. Only been two rounds. We haven't finished it yet.
Oh, jeez, you're right. No, you're right, because, oh my god, you're
I know,
right.
Because I write down each round my plan, which always goes out the window, and I haven't gotten to round two yet.
Okay, if we're still in round two, That's wild. I think you're in full moon then.
Full moon? Okay.
Yeah, so that's +1 to status, +2 attack rolls, AC and saving throws, and then a +4 status bonus to the damage. So realistically, the damage bonus is the nicer.
Yeah. If I can hit. Okay. So Doanne is within hitting range, correct?
He's very within hitting range.
Okay, making sure he fell from the sky here.
And grappled.
Not long ago, he was very much in the sky. Okay, so now he's within hitting range. So the first thing I want to do is scared to death again. I'm gonna intimidate him again, maybe. Is his little disadvantage circle still happening?
No.
Ooh. This calls for new dice. I am going to do the litany against Brass. So I need a will save from him.
51.
I don't know why I bothered to ask. Okay. Is he a particularly wrathful creature?
You could say so.
Okay. Then that's only a failure. Because then it's 1 degree worse than the result of it saving throw. Okay. And then we're going to, I think, do a little vicious evisceration. Hopefully. Gonna be 50.
50 will just barely hit.
Yay! Okay, great. So you're drained one, first off. And then it's hold for math, because jeez. 52. No, hold on. 56. Forgot about my little full moon happening. 13 of which is, he's not dead.
He does not count as undead.
So I should do negative damage. Like, I would know this as someone who deals with death.
It really doesn't matter.
Okay.
As the Grim Reaper, he technically does count as dead, but doesn't count as dead.
Sure.
It makes sense in the thing, and I'm just explaining it badly.
No. I believe you. So that is going to be the 56 damage. I don't think I have anything else to add to that. So that's it. And then I said the he's drained one, right? I already said that.
Drained one. Yep. 56 damage.
Yeah. I rolled like crap. I rolled like all twos and threes except for one dice. That's me. Sorry, that's my whole turn.
Huh? Yep.
And then I have stuff for him to do at the beginning of his turn.
Yeah, it is the beginning of his turn.
Did he ever take his psychic damage from the last round?
Yes, but it's never been enough to overcome his resistance.
Jeez, okay. I think he technically still has one more go of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then he has his persistent good damage. The 4 persistent good damage. He's still enfeebled one. And I think he's down to frightened one. But he does have to make a save to reduce his fears. I'm sure he will, because it's ridiculously low, but technically, if you're all the one. It just the will save 20.
Yeah, does he have to do that now or at the end of his turn?
End of your turn.
Okay.
I'm just mentioning it now so I don't throw off your thing and I don't forget, because I will otherwise forget.
So, Dawn is going to spend his first action to do an unarmed strike to escape.
Cool. And it's against my...
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's a 60.
Let me just double check, right?
Roll yeah, the that's, on a, the dice.
That's a critical success.
Yeah. So Will has to spend that action. Is no longer grabbed. Second, as you know, spends the first action to almost slide out of your grip. As if he is partially made of shadow, and then uses his second action to resummon his weapon.
Rude.
As moment. His sword materializes in his hand.
Is that perhaps a manipulate? Or, let me pull up my attack of opportunity. Or, move action, range attack, or leave a square. And
nope,
not the other ones.
Not those. And it doesn't have manipulate as a tag.
Okay. Fine.
But it's going to turn around and hit Demisa.
Yeah, go for it. This went really well last time.
59.
Yeah, that's a crit. I don't know, clearing out my calculator so I'm ready. I got my notepad, I got my calculator, I'm ready. Hit
okay.
me with it.
Okay. This is called... The card is called Flat Blade Thwack. Triple damage, you deal bludgeoning damage instead of slashing damage. He doesn't have, like, the best grip on the sword still. And comes around and hits you hard with the flat of the blade. I need actually.
I need to
I'm gonna be honest, there's really no purpose in having a difference between bludgeoning and slashing because, like, 99% of the things differentiate between, like, energy versus physical damage. So this, it's just so unnecessary. Just slash me. Slash me like a man.
Take 161 damage.
Hang on. I got stuff.
Was that like a man enough for you? Is that man enough for you?
No, because he used the flat of the blade. That's just insulting. That was triple damage?
Yeah.
What do you mean? It was 160 damage.
Yeah, and?
What, like it's a lot? Says the barbarian with like 5,000 fucking
HP. Oh, no, never mind. It's gonna be more.
Okay. No, yeah, that makes sense for triple. I did triple damage at like level 12 and it was like 120 something. That's why.
His deadly damage.
Oh, that's fine.
Oh, no. Not like the deadly. Ooh, what is that? Deadly D12.
Deadly D10. Three deadly D10.
I get
ooh,
better.
Three. That's fine.
Three deadly
D10. Round number.
Would it be three or two?
Oh, never mind. It doesn't give it a round number.
It's three. And then it's three, and then I have to multiply that by three. Take another 114 damage.
Ooh.
Because there's no button to do triple. No, wait, there is a button to do triple now. What did it get added?
That's part of the initial attack, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's one more action, so let's swing at max attack penalty, cause fuck it.
Why not? What's the worst he can do, miss? It's not like he's gonna crit miss.
Curse of Tick.
When would we ever get a crit miss from a god? That's like not our kind of luck.
Mm-hmm. 44.
Hey, it misses though.
Hey, it misses.
Woo!
And literally, the only way crit miss is for a one.
It probably wouldn't happen, but it could.
Mm-hmm. Grun, it is now your turn.
Yes, yes. All right. Raise your hand if you're bloodied.
Raising hand immediately.
I think I am very close to bloodied. Like, I think I'm 2 hit points away from bloodied.
Yeah, but
I'm honestly just chilling, I'll be honest.
I just gotta kind of go off of what Grun can actually see, since I can't see actual things. Yeah, so I will two action heal.
Dawn will spend his one reaction.
Wait. I forgot. I was looking through for specifically this reason. I forgot. I will actually portentous spell. And then I will two action heal. So that just gives him a minus. Anybody that attempts to use a reaction gets a minus two penalty circumstance to attack rolls.
Bruh!
Anyone or just Dawn?
Anyone.
So, yeah. That's 57.
Oof. The F, including the minus two.
Including the minus two.
And the frightened.
Yup.
And, okay, that is a crit.
And that will interrupt the spell. And that is the only time I can do it this round. He only has one action on the material plane.
Ouch. How much damage is that going to be?
131 damage.
I am either unconscious or dead, depending on how his powers work.
If you drop
resist, I can reduce the damage. I don't know how much that will help you. I guess
I'm at 118.
Because I can reduce it by, what is it, 21? Because you're within range of my redemption right now.
So I'll say his attacks still count as having the death. So if you do fall to his attacks, you will die. If you can stop Grun from hitting zero.
So it's gonna be 2 plus my level, which is 21.
Will 21 make it so that you don't die, Grun?
Or 131?
Yeah, if you get healed 21, if the damage is reduced by 21, will that make?
Yes, just barely.
Woo.
Okay.
Woof.
I do have a thing for if you hit zero, though, because we've discussed the martyr's intervention like several times, and it does work.
So it will only reduce the damage that he dealt you by 21. Yeah.
And that is actually three actions. So
still hasted.
Yeah, still hasted. I'm gonna step. And that will be my turn.
Yep, and you do notice he is still healing when he deals damage.
I've had enough of this bitch.
Have we made a dent in him at all?
Yeah, you made a little bit of a dent in him, but also, you took away all of his bonus HP for being in the underworld.
Oh gosh.
You want to know how much bonus HP he had?
250 exactly.
500.
Good lord, that was the bonus? What?
No, he had over 1,000 HP.
What?
Anime.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Mero, what would you like to do?
Anyways, I'm still in the air, right?
No. Everyone is back on the ground.
Okay. Excellent. Do I still have all my shit up and everything?
If you had anything up, that you hadn't,
Anyways, I'd like to commit an act of violence really quickly on this man. Hold on, what's this? For my first movement, I'm going to do what the programmers call get into melee combat. For my second action, let me check, because you said his fortitude saves were the shittiest, right?
Yes.
I'm going to try... I think Stunning Strike is a fortitude save. I'm determined to make his life hell.
Speaking of, I'd like to use a hero point. Please and thank you. Murders myself in cold blood in front of everyone. I can't fucking do that. I got an 8 and then a 6, and because it's a fortunate effect, like Sparlock said, I can't get better than that. So I just hope a 38's not a crit fail. Or 39.
39 is a crit fail.
Okay.
The card is called Ferocious Fumble. You critically hit an ally within your reach.
Oh, Doomisa.
That's Doomisa.
It's the only one is Doomy. So, Mero, roll a critical stroll damage, critical damage against Doomisa.
Oh, that's really bad. That's actually extremely bad. Hold on.
But hey, it's not Dawn taking Doomisa down. Doomisa will just go unconscious.
No, hold on. Because now I have to do it. Does a 56 take you out? Because I have to roll 66 if not.
Yeah, it will. But I think I can pop back up from.
I have the thing for you, don't worry.
I have Death's Door, so I just pop
back
up. Maybe.
Hold on. Because quite frankly, I hate everyone here, including myself. Does this mean Doomisa has to take the persistent fire damage that I get from Groom's crit effect?
Yes.
Okay. What is the total damage that you did?
56 plus 66, so let me just roll the 66, I guess.
Well, 56 would knock me down. Oh, no, never mind. It doesn't matter, so go ahead and do that.
Wow, I rolled really fucking good. It has an extra 22 damage. So, like...
78,
yeah. Sorry.
Your farm's still up. One sec.
I am so sorry.
I am still up, but just barely. I'm living on temp HP again, baby.
That is a 45, Astrea. Are you giving us a bonus?
Yep. You should be in it. One second. Because I don't have the circles up, but...
I don't think a 45.
You're in it.
Okay, so that's a plus two,
one.
Three? One?
One.
Okay, so 46 I don't think is going to hit, but...
46 won't hit, but it's not a crit fail.
I'll take it.
Thank
I'm sorry, Dumi.
I like it the one time you beat her in sparring is when you weren't sparring.
You finally beat me in a fight, but we weren't even fighting each other.
Oh my fucking god. I want to just throw myself off a cliff right now, actually. I have two.
You think that's bad? At least you're doing it in front of your deadbeat dad. I have my God of War mother watching all of this.
No, I'm just like, wow, I really raised a pathetic little child then.
I just earned her respect, and I think I've lost all of it.
I lost all of her respect for me. God, what the fuck do I even have that I can do at this point? Because that was so fucking terrible that, like, I was cringe as hell. Oh my god. Is that a free action of a mental breakdown? Because, like, hold on.
The free action to cry.
No, I'd like to take my free action cry right now as well, if it's okay.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
And I don't want to I literally cannot hit him if I try to punch him again. Let me see.
Can you make Barry do anything?
I could give an action to Barry, but he can only, like, give me focus points, heal me, and help me commit, like, theft. Oh no, I didn't end up taking them. Okay, hold on. I'm done thinking. Literally all of my, like, turns so far have been let me think about what to do next, not because I didn't plan, but things went so horrendously wrong that I couldn't plan for it.
This has been this combat.
This is like, welcome to hell.
It's everyone's throwing out their plan while in the middle of your turn.
Can't have shit.
It'd be so much fun to edit.
Action.
I'll make us all sound like we know what we're doing.
Yeah, I did move once, so that could have been the haste one, so I essentially have two actions. He's immune to poison, right?
No.
I literally have one thing I can do.
No, wait, he is immune to poison.
Never mind, I have zero things I can do. God damn it. Well, I guess for my last actions, because hasted movement, second action was that entire mess. The next two, I'm gonna give Barry one, and for the last one, I'm gonna use guidance on Dumisa, because those are both one action things. And I'm gonna get Barry to restore one of my focus points, because I may as well at this point. So I'm just doing some like life maintenance, and I'm gonna. Jesus Christ.
Well, that'll bring us to Joanna's turn.
Excellent. I'm gonna move right here. I'm gonna use my once a day free action to quick recharge my spell strike. And because I have double spell strike, the echo of my failed polar ray still exists. So I'm gonna spell strike polar ray again against the WAN. And then dice. That is going to be a 53.
53 will just barely hit.
Even when they're flat foot?
Even with their flat footed.
What the fuck? Great. Well, they're probably about to have a bad time. Let me just look at Polar Ray real quick. Make sure that doesn't include anything else. Hmm. Fascinating. Okay. So roll damage. We're gonna first take 36 damage from my slash, and then they're going to take an additional 58 from Polar Ray, and then they are drained too. So that was reaction so far. I guess I'm gonna use my last action to get into Arcane Cascade, which activates Arcane Shroud, which means I am affected by the spell Fire Shield. So if they attack me, they take like 2d6 fire damage. And I get cold resistance 5. That's probably applicable.
Probably.
Yeah, and that's my turn.
That'll bring us to Astraea.
Okay, I'm going to use my haste to move like 30 feet up. So that's like, that's my haste. I'm going yeep, 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 all the way over there. And then I'm going to cast Soothe at 8th level on Grun. You are going to heal like 84 hit points. And you will also have a +2 status bonus against save specifically for mental effects for a minute. In fact, I'm gonna help a little bit more. I'm going to cast True Target, 7th level. I'm giving it to Joanna, Mero, Dumisa, and Tamsin. You four bitches. Just remember, first, like, and that's it. And I believe, and Lingering Comp will end, like, not now. It'll end next round. So I'm gonna have to, like, punch it all up again. I'm just letting y'all know that. So. But I might not give us the AC, the saves and AC bonuses. I might try to dirge it. I don't know. Let's see what happens. And that's my whole turn.
Yeah, and that'll bring us to Tamsin.
Okay, Jeremy and I are going to fly atop a nearby building, just getting further away from this man. Oh no. Oh, it won't let me because it's a building. So I'm just going there. Aubrey.
Mm-hmm.
Would you let me? I probably should have crowdsourced this, but with Wish, disrupt his healing on attack.
I will say you'll, for something like that, we'll call it a 50-50 shot.
Since I have true target, do I get advantage on the 50-50?
It'll just, you'll roll a percentile die, and, you know, say that, I would say technically not for that, because it's not a direct attack on him.
Okay, and second question is to the team. I can put that off until next turn if you think you might have a better idea for a second use of Wish.
I will let you know he only heals 15 damage.
Oh, I thought he was healing everything. Okay, no.
No, he only heals 15 damage for every hit he makes.
Oh, okay, then I'm going to take advantage of Astraea's true target, and I'm going to cast Polar Ray.
Sounds good.
And before I cast Polar Ray, I'm going to do some sort of knowledge focusy thing. Thank you very much for the true target, Astraea. My first roll was an 8, but my second was a 19. So that is...
What was that number?
Oh, it was a 19 on the dice. I'm doing math. Right. 54 to hit?
54 will hit. It's not a crit.
Yeah, I did not think it would be. He's drained 2.
He is already drained 2.
Oh, does that not stack?
It does not stack.
Boo. 62 damage on that.
62? Okay.
And that is my turn.
All right, and that'll bring us to Demisa, who is really just kind of hanging in there.
I love fake hit points. They're my favorite. Okay. So I am going to lay on hands.
Probably good start.
A good start, yes. Yay! Okay, so I have 60 hit points now. yeah, we'll do this. Okay, so I'm going to move next to Groon. Use my last focus point to lay on hands Groon, which feels very backwards to do.
How much healing is that? 60 still?
Should be 60 again, but let me double check. Yeah. I rolled it in the thingy, so you can just click it.
Yay, I'm not feeling completely dead.
Yay. And then I'm gonna use my last action, because haste, to swipe. Stabby. I'm going to specifically attack. My dice don't like me today, so that's an 8 and a 4.
You do have a hero point that I think you just got recently, so.
I do. I mean, the worst case that happens is I could use it and not die, but also, I'm standing next to Groon, you know? Like, oh, fine. That was a bad idea, so that's a 1. So that's gonna shoot.
Did you get a fucking nat 1?
Yeah, I did.
Nice.
I'm glad I used a hero point. I'm assuming that's a crit fail.
Yeah, that's gonna be a crit fail.
Yep.
It is called, the card is called Slipped. You fall prone.
She's tired, okay?
It could be worse.
She got whacked in the face so hard by Marrow, she literally saw temporary hit points. She wobbled over to Groon, is not sure if she healed herself or Groon first, and then was like, yeah, I'll swing, and just did the little, like, pirouette thing and, like, a cartoon character, and just fell over.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a really long day, guys.
Yep.
She was a ghost to hit points, like, 10 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm. Were there any other actions for your turn?
No, if there were, I wouldn't use them.
You know what? He's just gonna tap you with his sword, Demisa. You don't look great, so might as well just try to take you out of the fight.
It's not like I've done anything.
No, because then you'll die!
That's a 51 to hit.
You left. No, that's not a crit. Never mind.
I'm gonna shield block this, by the way. It's aggressive shield block, so after the damage, they're gonna get pushed back.
Alright, so it'll be 47 damage.
Okay, we're fine.
You're gonna take 17 off of that.
Alright, and what direction are they getting pushed?
Yes.
Wherever. Please give me a direction.
Sure. Here.
Cool. They're gonna turn around and hit Marrow.
Well, I tried.
That's okay.
This is becoming a comedy.
So, this is Dawn's first nat one.
Let's go!
Join us! Fall over.
See? I tried.
You did great!
You can't fucking do it.
He has missed me twice now, and I think that's a sign that he's a terrible man, but he's just like, I can't.
Yes. The card is called Wrong End, and he is going to take 1d6 slashing damage and persistent bleed damage. It is not enough to overcome his damage resistance, but he's gonna be bleeding a lot. And then, you know what? Fuck it. We're going to do one more.
I hope you crit fail again. That would be so funny.
No, it was like a 19 on the dice.
Ooh, for a total of what?
44.
That misses.
Okay.
This bitch can't hit me for shit! Oh my god! We can't hit each
it's
other!
Your turn.
Alright. So, I'm feeling a little bit healthier and a little bit pissy. So the first thing I'll do is, of course, I'll effortless concentration to keep my big-ass divine aura up. Then I'm going to Reckless Abandon, which I'll drop that there. And to Reckless Abandon, I'm going to look at him and be like, yeah, missed me. Now I'm going to kill you with my ultimate attack. Because let's see if we can trick him into wasting his thing. And I am actually going to cast Revival, which actually is my ultimate thing. So, is he going to attempt to attack me?
I flipped a coin and he is not.
So, alright. Fair enough. So, Revival, first of all, that is for everyone within 30 feet of me. That is 90 healing. Yeah, so I am going to 7th level use the 2-action form of Scorching Ray to attack him. Only going to select him. Won't select a second target, but I can.
I do think he will use his Lurking Death for this, though.
Oh, yes, thank you. That's what I was hoping for. All right, so what's the attack roll?
62.
All right, and he rolls minimum damage.
All right, still gets the crit card. And you are dazzled until the end of your next turn.
Okay, and how much is minimum damage?
I need to roll it. Give me a sec, because I'm going to have to roll it manually.
But you don't roll. It's all ones.
This is the world's saddest crit, and I love it.
why is he rolling so many dice?
Wait, he also gets 33 dice?
It's not 33 dice, but he also gets bonuses as well.
Yeah, just base damage. Yeah.
No, I did the same thing.
Okay. Thank goodness I didn't waste that once per whatever free action. All right. So then I do still have my movement. 5, 10, 15, 20. There we go. Go hide in a corner.
Okay. I'm going to do what the pro gamers do. And first of all, I have a lot of movement, so I think I can get out of this cone pretty easy squeezy, shampoo squeezy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Technically, I still have range attacks, but I just kind of want to punch him really hard, to be completely honest. So I'm going to just go over here real quick. And I'm going to try, this time a stunning strike, flurry of blows, and fucking pray, you know? I have the true sight, so the first one's with advantage, which is very sexy. Let me get these two dice. One of these is pink like Astraea, and one of these is blue, so it's like trans colors and it's Astraea color, so quite frankly, I think they should be fine. Okay, that could have been better. It could have been worse. Let me do math. That's a 14 plus 32. Which is sure is a number. That's only a 46. Which is kind of terrifying, because I rolled pretty good.
46 is not going to hit.
Yeah, unless it's, I don't think Astraea has any plus ones for attacks right now. Damn. Jesus Christ, this man, I cannot hit him, and he not cannot hit me! Oh my god. Holy shit. Well, I have to try it a second time at the minus 4, so... That one, I don't get the pluses or anything like that, so fingers crossed. There's a 47.
Exactly.
Oh my god, I got a fucking 19?
Yep, exactly. Oh, 47 will hit.
God. Finally. Holy shit, okay, let me roll some damage real quick and make me a fortitude saving throw, please. And please crit fail, thanks.
That's a 50.
That's a regular success, which doesn't matter because it's just a success. So it's 23 points of a fuck ton of damage, and I roll 3d6 because of Gruun. What's that?
Yes. Wait, give me the total number, and then I'll do it.
Okay. I don't like the 7 damage, like, come on. So that's 33 points of damage. And this is with a Dragon Soul Gauntlet. I don't know if that affects anything.
No, it does not. It just has resistance to all damage.
That's homophobic. Okay. And let me see. I'm not going to make a third attack because that's quite frankly be a terrible idea. Let me see. This time I literally cannot hit him even with a. Like, a nat 20 would be a regular success. I'm not fucking playing that game.
What was the total on the fire damage?
That was 10 fire damage.
Okay.
So. Can you just spam guidance on people? It's not like concentration or anything, right?
It's you can't do it to the same person.
Okay. Well, I slapped Dumisa with guidance earlier because I could. I guess I can slap Joanna with guidance and then just run because, quite frankly, Astraea is going to start blasting in 3 seconds. I'll slap my second mom with guidance. I don't even know how much use it's going to be. And then I'm going to run over to Dumisa, to Astraea's random area.
Oh, Tamsin was the second mom.
Joanna's my third mom, okay?
I'm another dad, don't worry about it.
Exactly.
I
got a lot of moms and just one dad.
God
and
damn
it's
it,
not I'm Joanne.
Older than you. You don't talk to your elders like that.
Don't talk to your father that way.
And like, is it a free action to lean into a stream and be like, are you gonna start blasting?
I mean, I'm gonna try, but motherfuckers can't move.
Fingers crossed.
I saw the blasting aura from you, so I came over here.
Joanna, it is your turn.
That's right.
Great. Cool. I'm going to use my first three actions to use Overwhelming Blow, which means if I hit, it's an auto crit, and it has Deadly D12 on it.
Okay.
True target. Yeah. Cool. Well, I rolled a 19, which I think will honestly make it barely hit regardless.
Wait, doesn't your weapon have keen on it?
Yeah.
Shit. I know we
not
had
the one I'm not the one I'm using.
Uh-oh.
That's like the sword from like 7 levels ago. Action this 54?
54 will hit.
Great, so it's a crit.
Mm-hmm.
Let me roll the damage and add 2d12 to it.
And it is a crit, so let me pull that card for you. Make sure you triple it.
Cool. So, thankfully, it ended up being a nice even number, so that's going to be 150 damage.
Okay.
Cool. I think that does give me... then I become stunned one, and I'm flat-footed until the start of my next turn. I'm sure we all got, like, the blasting vibe, Astraea.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Would it be possible?
I've changed the cone. I'm going to come closer, because unfortunately, that's the only way I can do this.
I understand, but, like, right now, Joanna wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Would I be able to drag Dumisa in with the one action?
Yeah.
Okay, like... Would it be like at a penalty, like half my movement or something?
Yeah, you'd only be able to do half your movement.
Okay. Joanna's gonna see Dumisa on the ground next to the guy. It's like, Dumisa, get your ass up! We're gonna move 15 feet. And that's my whole turn.
And that'll bring us to Astraea.
Use my haste to move about 20 feet over, because I still got that. That's free. Can also free action keep up one of my compositions. We're gonna keep up lingering comp. Inspire courage. So that's all we got. Just the plus one for damages and attacks and blah 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 blah. I'm gonna use another action. I'm gonna use my first action technically to bring Rosalite over. So she's like roughly right behind me. Oh, and I hit a wall. We're just gonna do this. And now that we've got like this, yeah, okay, we're going to use the last two actions to act together. Astraea is specifically going to cast Spirit Song at 9th level, so I need a fortitude.
And unfortunately, you only got a 2 on the dice, making for a 39.
Eat shit. And that is, okay, I'm just letting you guys know above table, I rolled more, just so that way I needed to hit the roll button to see what I rolled exactly. I need you to know that I rolled 2 more points higher. That's hilarious. He will take 77 points of force damage.
And then
Rosalite, her too.
Pink crystal dragon from the top rope.
Oh yeah. So she's large now, so she gets that extra 10 feet, but he's like 20 feet away from her, 15. Right? Like 15 feet away from her, which is okay, because she, at our current level, we have true transmogrification, so I gave her ranged attacks, so she can attack twice with range. Yeah, she's got distance now, and she's gonna propel like giant shards of pink crystal. Twice, so there will be the multi-attack penalty. But yeah, just thought I'd let y'all know. Also, thought I would talk a little bit more about Rosalite right now. She's fucking ridiculous. I'm looking at her stats. I see the fear of God staring back at me. It's ridiculous. She's really, really, she's a really strong baby. Bam. This is the one. I'm gonna use a hero point on that one though. I have a few, so. Does a 51 hit him?
51 does hit.
No crit, right?
It does not crit.
Sag. And she gets him. I don't know what his AC to hit is, that's why I was. For like 28 magical piercing. Which is a lot. Now I think about it on her attack die. She rolled quite a few. And now for the bestie bang. God, even with the penalty. Well, that's insane, Rosie. 48.
48? With all the penalties and stuff on him, still is gonna hit.
God, Rosie. She was just waiting. Fuck, Rosie. Rosie getting in that other one for 24 magical.
He's still standing, but he is in bloody territory.
Oh my god.
Yes. Rosie. Yo, man, maybe we should have been hitting with Rosie.
Apparently.
She's shit, bro. My only wish is that we were flipped in our positioning. Because she can take, she like, you know, like she was in front of me, because she can take way more. Her AC is much higher and everything.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. She's kind of a fucking beast. Like, she got
that was
12 to damage.
Like, all of your turn, right?
Yeah, that should be my entire turn.
All right. And that'll bring us to Tamsin.
How are you looking health-wise, gamers? All right?
Yeah, I'm good. Groon just got me up to base levels full, so I'm okay, but I don't know about anybody.
I'm halfway.
I'm doing surprisingly good. I'm full, actually.
Okay. Then I am going to cast True Target on myself, Dumisa, Joanna, and Mero. So advantage on your first attack roll. And I will pull a ray again. 38? Or nope, not 38, 48.
48 hits.
Yay! Let's see, can I just see what I rolled before, or does it just tell me the damage? That is 72 points of damage as Tamsin sort of brings her hands up and expels a very, very like white, kind of almost jagged through space ray of ice at this man. That's my turn.
So, Tamsin, as you hit Dawn with this polar ray, it starts to turn the shadows to ice, and he is going to die, but need someone to take that final blow.
Don't worry, I got this. I pull out one of our health potions, and I whack him on the head on it, so that way he heals a little bit, because I'm not done yet. And also, I need to give Mero a running start, because I know Mero specifically requested to not be present when this happens.
I'm gonna look away and cover my ears. I don't want to watch. I see a straight up taking out the equivalent like a fantasy Glock, and I'm like, I'm looking away.
The fantasy Glock is one healing potion.
Mero's covering my ears. Like, look away.
Take that bottle, crack it on their head, and be like, I'm not done yet, actually. Um. Now this next part, this next part is fun because I've been planning this, like I said, for like a year and a half. But I first gotta make sure Rosalite is not here. Because she will be affected. So I'm gonna send her away, just further
away.
Back. Yeah. I tell her, go to the corner over there. And she goes to the corner over there.
I have corner time.
Mm-hmm. Then I cast anti-magic field, which is about 10, like it's like a 10-foot emanation radius-wise, because this, I want him to feel this next bit really badly. Now I have a little thing. I grab him by his collar, and I go, do not look for them, because they cannot help you. No one can. No one else is allowed to have this. Mero is your child, they can't kill you. Tamsin had 400 years to do it, and I almost did it. Joanna's from another world, and Grun is impartial, and my love swore an oath for redemption. But I have done no such thing, so I will deal with you. You've caused harm to my family for generations. A family I did not know of its existence for my entire life. A family I did not know I grieved for so long. I denied myself this ability to grieve for something I have never experienced but always had. This is my grief, and you are so lucky. You will be the only one to witness it, to feel my grief only for you. And with the same glass bottle, I just start beating the shit out of him. I'm gonna stab him. I need my other dice. I want to kill him really humanly. I'm going to stab him 42 times. Until I'm basically just kind of covered in his... I'm assuming it's blood. Pretty sure. It's blood. Mm-hmm. And the purpose of the anti-magic field was to feel it. And so he dies as mortally as possible, since all magic cannot exist, including items and summons, which is why the main reason why Rosie away, because she would desummon. And I can keep this up and I can keep this going for quite a bit, but I think only when I feel all the life drain out from him do I drop the field. And the field, by the way, looks like this really cool, like, kind of like, the best way to put it is like a nebulous, if the colors were all just like this black pink with a little bit of gold, like shimmering through. It covers quite a bit of it. And for magic users, you're just like sapped of like all power. It feels similarly to what Cyrene felt for a while before we fixed the tree, opened the Fey Realm.
Yep.
And stuff. Except I would say it's like cranked to an 11 because at least we could use magic then. It was just harder. You know, there was strain. Now it's can't use it at all. But that's okay. And then I'll pop it down and I'm just kind of like, yeah. I'm good.
As you're stabbing and finishing him off, he lets out this sort of gurgling laugh with a bloody smile before everything leaves. And it's also in that moment you realize the ritual circle was tied to his life.
that's fine. I figured it out before that. I did this willingly.
Yeah.
She's playing 60 chess
his life. And in that moment when he dies, it breaks. And the whatever it is keeping the dragons away is gone. Now, whatever that means for Cyrene is a question for next time. But it is something to think about. We will certainly see what comes of that. I certainly know that I'm probably not going to guess whatever the fuck you're going to do.
Are we giving Nero the god power next episode?
It's almost midnight. I need to rest.
That's fine. I'm just double checking.
I just want to say, because like Grun was kind of hiding on the other side and at some point would have just walked out and is just staring at you like, don't mess with Astraea.
If anything, I like to like, I hold the godhood in my hand. That kind of...
Like he collapses and you just see Grun on the other side, wide-eyed.
Astraea holding this ultimate power of her hand. She's like, Mira, I have a gift for you. You lost, bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we could do a whole thing next episode. I just wanted to double check.
Speaking of, may I take us out?
Yes. Next, you'll have an entire week to think about what Mara's ascension to godhood looks like.
I don't want to do the character sheet, man. I'm gonna have to do
that. You're gonna have to do that.
Level 19, that sucks.
Level 20, actually.
Oh, are we 20 now?
You're 20 now.
Well, Aubrey, I'm gonna grab you one day for a couple hours so I can figure out what the fuck spellcasting is.
I will do my best to find time.
Thank you. Well, thank you all for thank you all for listening to another wonderful episode of Goblets and Gaze. If you like what you do here, feel free to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Blue Sky. We have so many social medias and we post amazing content on all of them. Support us on Patreon so we continue giving the good content that you know and love. Remember, stay safe, eat your vegetables, and damn, Australia's feral, kind of hot though, actually.
'Buddy, Aubrey here with a fun little announcement. Goblets and Gaze is now an affiliate over at Adventure Dice, and we know how much we all love those Mathrocks. So if you need some new Mathrocks in your life, go over to adventuredice.ca and in the checkout code, enter our promo code Goblets for 10% off. But also, they have dice. They have other TTRPG accessories and tabletop goodies, dice trays, condition rings, and things like that, little spellcasting stuff. Great stuff there. Go check them out and support our show. Thank you.
Be gay.
Roll dice.
An LGBTQIA actual play podcast network.